had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving. She went up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her."
Fantastic. Thank you very much. I wonder if the boys and girls would mind coming to the front. And I wonder, Miles, just to start off, sorry, I didn't give you a heads up on this. Just on the confession, Miles, that we did earlier, there's a screen on it that talks about forgive us for the temptations we're distracted from. If you can just put that on the screen for us. Boys and girls, you come down here. Not that one. Is it next one? That's it. Fantastic, thank you. I just thought, wow, that's great. Get a free visual. Come on, boys and girls, come and sit down here. We're going to have a little pray, and then I'm going to chat to you. I'm going to chat to the smellier, uglier ones over there. Okay, so it's good that you're here. Let's pray. Let's do our prayer drill. 1, 2, 3, 4. Dear God, thank you that we've heard your word read this morning. Please help us to listen carefully and think about what it means for each one of us here today. In Jesus' name, amen. So boys and girls, we said this before, didn't we? I don't know if you remember on the screen. We ask God to forgive us because sometimes we are drawn away from Jesus by the things in the world. And that's what we learn in our passage today. But before we do that, I've got a question for you. See if you know this, boys and girls. What do people touch about every 4 minutes? What do people touch every 4 minutes or so? Yes, Elena? Technology, did you say? Wow. Fantastic. It is, in fact, one of these things. So on average, people touch their phone roughly every 4.3 minutes. Now, boys and girls, can you tell me what are some of the things that this phone can do? Yes, Daisy? It can take pictures, can't it? It can take videos as well. Yes, Jonah? It can tell you the time. It's got an alarm and a stopwatch. Yes, Reuben? You can play games on it. Yes, Oscar? Say again, sorry. Give you a light, yeah, like a flashlight, a torch. Yeah, fantastic. Yes, Jonah? Can communicate with other people. That's probably the most important one that we forget often, isn't it? Yeah. We can also look at maps. It's got like an encyclopedia on it. You can listen to music. You can use it for exercising. This phone does absolutely everything. Okay. And you might have noticed, boys and girls, that a lot of people walk around like they've got a problem with their neck. Okay. Because they're always in this position. And you might find nowadays that people speak with their thumbs rather than their mouths as well. That's a lot of things. But with this, as much as it is, it's got a funny name. It's called a smartphone. But you know, sometimes, boys and girls, we don't use it in a smart way. This thing here is actually one of the main ways that we are distracted or drawn away from Jesus. Now, sure, on the phone there are some good things. We can read the Bible on the phone, which is great. We can listen to Christian sermons and music. But if we're being honest, that's not mainly what we use it for, is it? If we're being honest. And this thing here, this smartphone, leads us to make silly decisions because it takes us away. It distracts us from Jesus. Now you might think, well, what's this? What's the big deal with being distracted from Jesus, Chris? Well, in our passage today, we heard about two women, didn't we? Now, I don't know about you, but do you always find it hard to remember which one's Martha and which one's Mary? Put your hands up if you find it hard remembering. Put your hands up if you find it hard to remember which one's Aunt and which one's Deck. Okay, the same people. I think we've got issues there, okay? So Martha, in the story, is really distracted. She's really busy. She's the one, and she's busy doing something good. She's not checking her phone. Okay, she's actually trying to get ready for Jesus. Jesus has arrived at her house with Jesus's friends, and she's busy trying to get the food ready, trying to get things tidy. But there's a problem. Her sister Mary isn't doing anything. And she goes to Jesus and she says, "Hey up, Jesus," because she's from Yorkshire. "Hey up, Jesus, can you tell my sister to start helping me?" Now, boys and girls, have you ever had this right? You've been asked to set the table, okay? But your brother and sister is just lying there watching TV. And you're like, why do I have to do it? Why can't they help? It's so unfair. And that's a little bit like what Martha's saying here. Martha's saying, "Oi, Jesus, tell Mary to help me out because she's just doing nothing." And we think, wouldn't we, that Jesus would say to Mary, "Oi, get off your backside and help out," but he doesn't. Because there's one thing that Jesus wants to say to Martha. And it's really important because he says her name twice. He says, "Martha, Martha. Martha, Martha." It's a little bit like when I was a small boy or girl. And does this happen to you? When you're naughty, your mum or dad give you your full name. So when I was naughty, my mum would say, "Christopher Michael Johnson, come here at once." And she'd introduce me to Dr. Payne. Not really. But I know I was in trouble, or it was serious if she gave me the full name. And that's what Jesus is doing here. He's not going to do anything bad to Martha, but he wants to say something important to Martha. He says, "Martha, Martha." And he can see how the distraction, how Martha is being led away from Jesus. And it's making Martha all worried inside. It's what we call anxious. So you get anxious, you get worried. And Jesus is saying, "Listen, you're worried, Martha, because you're away from me. And there's something better, which we'll talk about in a minute." And boys and girls, I just want to talk to all the women here today. Because it's Mother's Day, I want to talk to all the women about the things that distract women from Jesus. Now, men, don't be switching off and thinking this isn't for me, because it might well be. And also, you might get asked about it over lunch. And today of all days, you don't want to be like, she's going to be, "What, you weren't listening today? Could have made an effort today of all days." So everybody pay attention now, okay? This is going to be really important. The first thing that takes women away from Jesus is something called perfectionism. And I've got a picture on the screen, okay? Many years ago, and perfectionism, and this is this idea that women need to be perfect. And it comes from women themselves, it comes from men, it comes from other women, and it comes from society. This idea that women have to be perfect mothers, have to be perfect wives, have to be perfect homemakers, have to be perfect at work, they need to look perfect, they need to have a perfect life, which everyone can see on social media. They need to have a perfect home like this. Look how perfect this home is, boys and girls. Look at it. There's no toys, there's no mess, there's no coffee stains. Everything is absolutely organized perfectly, okay? And everyone is, or lots of women are under the pressure to be perfect. Now, I want to talk to the young girls. If you're 7, 8, 9, or 10, put your hand up a minute. 7, 8, 9, or 10. You're not a girl, Reuben. Okay. You got half of it right. Well done. Put your hands down. Now I want to be serious with this, because the Girl Guides produced some research and they said a quarter of 7 to 10 year old girls feel a need to be perfect. Look at me now, okay? Girls, if anybody tells you need to be perfect, they're telling you a lie. Okay? You don't need to be perfect. Don't ever think you need to be perfect, okay? You don't. And I'm going to give you good news in a minute, but you don't need to try and be perfect. So that's one thing that leads women or distracts women. But it's a major thing. And social media is one of the main culprits. This is one lady said this. She said, "I certainly feel a pressure to be perfect. And it's got to the point where it's damaging my health. Social media is the main culprit. I had to delete my Instagram account because it was actually making me cry. I'm a mature person with a firm grip on reality, but I have so many peers whose lives seem to be so perfect and sociable that it left me feeling worthless and lonely." If that's you today, if social media is having that effect with you, you have my permission now to get your phone out and delete your account. Do it. The pursuit of perfectionism is distracting people from Jesus, and it's dangerous. And I think there's a slide, Miles, just to emphasize this point. I can't keep calm. I'm a perfectionist. People who are trying to be perfectionists, they will have anxiety and worry all of the time. There is something better. But it's not the only thing that distracts women from Jesus. It's this as well. It's the chaos of life. We've got another slide here. Because you will know, women, that life is chaotic, and the ordinary things in life just get, look at all these things. You've got work, you've got to be a mum, you've got to read, you've got to go out, socialize, you've got to call people, you've got to buy things, you've got to exercise. You've got all these things to do, and none of them are bad things, but they take us away from Jesus. And things that distract us from Jesus, that take us away from Jesus, have the potential to cause us real worry and real anxiety. There is something better. And boys and girls, my second point and final point is this. If distraction is dangerous, the thing that is better is sitting down. Isn't that great news? Jesus says the best thing is to sit down. You're all sitting down here. See, well, he says something slightly different. See, when Martha comes to him, instead of saying to Mary, "Oi, Mary, get off your backside," he says to Martha, "Martha, Mary has chosen the best thing." The best thing. And in verse 39, we read what the best thing is. What's Mary been doing? She sat at Jesus' feet, listening to Jesus. Isn't that fantastic? So Jesus says, the best thing you can do is to sit at my feet and to listen to me. Now you may think, why is that important? Well, boys and girls, I'm not saying this happened in my house. It could happen, it might not happen. But sometimes parents will tell their children, when you come home from school, the first thing I want you to do is to empty your bag. Get your lunchbox out, give me any letters, get your homework sorted out. And that's good advice, that's wisdom. All the parents say, amen at that point, maybe not. Okay, maybe it's just in my house, it may or may not happen. Now, one time this may or may not happen in my house was this week. It could or could not have happened. Okay, but we went to do the lunchboxes in the morning. The lunchboxes aren't there. Can you guess where the lunchboxes were? In the school bags, weren't they? So we get the school bags out, open one lunchbox up. It could or could not have happened. Inside was an apple. That immediately tells me that one child has didn't eat fruit that day. And then the other one has got half a ham sandwich, which I hypothetically may have wanted to give that child that half a sandwich the next day. But my wife might hypothetically said, give it to the dog instead. Now, before you get frustrated with your kids who don't listen, we have to remember that with Jesus, we forget so easily, don't we? We hear about Jesus and it goes in one ear, out the other. So why do we have to keep coming and sitting at Jesus' feet? Because we keep forgetting what he says. And it's really important that we remember what Jesus says. Because here's the thing. Girls, I spoke to you before, didn't I? If anyone ever tells you have to be perfect, and all the women here who struggle with trying to be perfectionist, hear Jesus' words. Jesus says these words in Matthew's gospel. He says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. What that means is this. Jesus knows all our imperfections. Jesus knows when we get things wrong. Jesus knows when we're naughty. Jesus knows when we're not top of the class. Jesus knows all those things. And yet Jesus still loves us. Jesus died on the cross for us. When we trust on the cross, Jesus is perfect. He dies for all our imperfections. If you come and trust in him, guess what? God sees you as perfect. Not because of what you do, but because of what Jesus has done. And that means that you no longer need to worry about being perfect. You can be real. You can be real women, real girls, who go into this world knowing that you're going to get things wrong and it's okay. Because God loves you anyway. And he thinks you're perfect, not because of what you do, but because of what his son has done for you. Isn't that great news? Don't need to struggle with perfectionism. And then secondly, what about the chaos of life? Well, boys and girls, the book of Hebrews tells us this. Jesus says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Whatever you're going through, like that woman on the screen that we looked at, she knew that Jesus was with her. So no matter how chaotic your life gets, how busy it is, how many things are going on, we need to constantly be reminded that Jesus is with us and that Jesus is for us. You see, boys and girls, and bigger boys and girls, if we look to the things of this world to give us rest and peace and security, they never will. Because they were never made for these things. They're only temporary. The only eternal thing, or the only eternal person in this world is Jesus. And that's what Jesus says to Mary. He says, Mary has done the best thing because she sat with me and she's trusting in me. And that is the best thing that each one of us can do, if you're little or big. The best thing is to invest in our relationship with Jesus. Because only that relationship is eternal. Only that relationship is going to last forever and ever. You see, trying to be perfect and navigating through a chaotic life, it won't stay past you. It won't stay with you past the grave. But a relationship with Jesus now through his word and one day face to face will stay with you forever. So can I challenge us all to make more time to spend it with Jesus? Maybe you're a morning person. Maybe it's an evening person. Invest in what is best. Spend time with Jesus. If you commute to work, can you listen to the Bible being spoken? Can I just speak to parents who've got children in school? Revision. Can I ask you this? This is a really serious point. When exam season comes on and revision's hard, don't let them drop Jesus. Because we often find that in our youth groups during summer times, exam times, kids don't turn up. And it's in those times they need Jesus more. And they will perform better in the exams. If your child is not anxious or worried, they will perform better in their exams. And that comes as they sit and listen and hear about how good and gracious God is to them. And what about, you could, before you check social media, read your Bible. If you exercise, or even just thinking about exercising, there's something we can all do. Listen to a sermon. So Jesus says there's one thing that's best in life, and that's a relationship with him. Will you take a seat and let Jesus serve you through his word? Amen. Now, boys and girls, I'm going to pray, and then as I'm praying, the band can come up and get ready to lead us in a song that you will all know. So don't run off. We'll pray, and then we're going to sing a song we all know. Let's do our prayer drill. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you, Jesus, for the reminder that the best thing is a relationship with you, because that is not going to be taken from us. Help us to seek out time where we can sit and listen to you. And help us in the chaos of life. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So boys and girls, stand up. This is a great song called God Speaks, We Listen. We want to hear his word every day. Everyone else, stand up. We'll do some actions. Feel free to join in. If anyone wants to come on the stage, this dais and join in with actions, Jonah knows the action. You, Oscar, knows the actions. Daisy knows the actions. We'll face them that way, Jonah. There we go. Everyone wants to see your hair. There we go. Look at that head. Fantastic.